This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. Text roulette, that's what it's called. That's why we have a text message. Your questions, things you need solved, what can we help you solve today? You got Elizabeth and Radar, and Text Roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We're going to spin the Text Roulette wheel, find out where we're going to land. Will we land on your text that you sent in to 414-432-1099? Let's find out.
Let's do it.
41.
Gosh, 41.
Scroll it down.
Well, these come in at all hours of the night, so I'm sure that we're just going to have to go back here just a little bit. Man, we had a lot yesterday. Wait, I need to forward. Okay, 40.
I know there's a lot to go through this morning. There's even more that just popped up.
Okay. You know, this is something I'm kind of wondering, too. And maybe not. Okay, here it comes. Does anyone still have their Christmas tree up?
What?
One house I pass on the way home does, so was wondering if anyone else does. Kind of choppy on the texting. I agree that I see people with still their outdoor holiday lights are still on.
Yeah, because it's winter, it's cold.
It's winter, right. But do you still have your Christmas tree up? Anybody still have the Christmas tree up? That's what the texter is wondering. Have you seen anybody with the tree still up? You peek in the windows.
Can I tell you something I just realized?
Oh, boy. Here comes secret. She's got a secret. What'd you realize?
I just realized we still have the tree in the basement up. Now, we have a finished basement.
You do what?
We entertain down there. We hold Christmas down there. So there's a smaller tree that's down there.
You are guilty.
I just remembered. So last weekend, my sister and brother-in-law came over for the hockey game, USA versus Canada.
Yeah.
And I said something to Eric. I pointed out, I said, hey, that the tree, we need to get that put down. And he did say, yeah, I'll get to it. But it's kind of nice. It adds a little bit of the ambiance.
The lighting is only right?
It's only maybe a 5 foot tall tree. It's not a very big tree at all.
Sure.
And it has the white lights on it.
So you do.
Little buffalo plaid skirt. But when you first asked this question, I thought about the main tree that has all the ornaments, the one that's upstairs in the loft where
sure,
we actually put the presents and things. I cannot believe I'm literally sending a message right now.
Somebody asked.
We need to get the tree taken down. It is February. I'm embarrassed by this.
Why? It adds ambiance.
It's out of sight, out of mind. And it was, again, making it a little cozy down there.
Exactly. That's what I told my wife, Jess. I'm like, let's just leave our tree up upstairs in the living room.
I still have a tree up in the house. I
love the lights.
I
love the lights. She wouldn't let me, but I was like, you could put hearts on it for Valentine's Day. Now we can put shamrocks on it. Could leave it up there. The ambiance. You don't need all these other lights on.
Make it dusty.
Isn't there some kind of spray you can just hit it with?
Well, you could use one of those soft cloths, but who
or the hair dryer. I mentioned the hair dryer to my wife. I was like, come on, Jess, let's just go, just blow it up. No, I was shot down.
The hair dryer?
Yeah, just to blow the dust off. Or the vacuum. I'll do whatever to keep it up. But
you're going
to
suck up the tree.
I could suck up the tree. You might.
Well, for the mixed listener that sent that message, yeah.
You have yours up.
There is one. I cannot believe.
Who else?
I'm still in the middle of February having a tree up.
But is Elizabeth?
I'm embarrassed by that behavior.
Is Elizabeth the only one who still has the tree
up? Probably.
Come on. You're the only one who has a Christmas tree up in the house. I'm talking about outside. We're talking about inside. 414-432-1099, Siding Unlimited text line, or you can call that same number and chat with us. Who still has
their
tree up?
Help me not feel so bad that I still have the tree up.
Does anyone still have their Christmas tree up? One house I pass on the way home does so. Was wondering if anyone else does. That's the text roulette question this morning. 414-432-1099. Vicky, are you calling about text roulette and the question?
I am.
All right, Vicky,
guilty.
You're calling about the text roulette question. Does anyone still have their Christmas tree up? Do you still have yours up?
I do. I'm like Elizabeth. I still have mine in the basement for ambiance.
For the ambiance. Okay, so you do plan on taking it down. It's not like you decorate it for each holiday.
Yeah, every week, and I keep telling myself, get at it. But I'm like, oh, but it's so cozy down here. Let's watch a movie instead.
Yeah. Put the fun lights on. Well, and because it's in the basement, when I'm down there in the basement, I'm down there to chill and relax and watch TV. Like I said, we had company over for the hockey game last weekend, so that wasn't the time to take the whole thing down, put it in the box.
Vicky, you sound like Elizabeth. It doesn't sound in your voice like, yeah, this is coming down soon. It's like, yeah, we should, but just pop a movie on. Let's just chill.
It's on my radar for this weekend.
Whoa. All right, Vicky.
Well, I'm not doing anything for you, Vicky. Come on now.
Yeah, good answer.
Vicky, thanks for making me not feel so bad.
Right.
Oh, you betcha. Have a great day.
You have a great one, too. Thanks for being a part of Text Roulette.
Vicky.
We've also got a message here from a mixed listener that says, my mom keeps hers up all year round and decorates it for all seasons and all holidays. That just seems tacky to me. It's going to get dusty.
No, you, there's ways to clean it. You can, like I said, you can use the vacuum to maybe do it. Or maybe if you're afraid of like sucking up all the branches or all the little green things on there, maybe just use the hairdryer.
Well, you know,
like I suggested to my wife, just there we go, we're done.
When I think about 4th of July, I really think about a 4th of July Christmas tree.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho!